Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Great on Their Behalf, Why School Boards Fail. How Yours Can Become Effective by A.J. Krabill is a practical education governance book for school board members, superintendents, district leaders, and civic stakeholders. Published by Lioncrest Publishing in 2023, it addresses a problem Krabill views as central to public education. Many school boards devote substantial time to adult concerns, political conflict, operations, and procedural activity while giving insufficient disciplined attention to student learning. Drawing on his work with school systems and governance training, Krabill argues that boards become effective when they define success through measurable student outcomes and then adjust their own behavior to support those outcomes. The book is not a general education reform manifesto. It is a governance manual focused on what elected or appointed boards can control: priorities, monitoring, community listening, superintendent accountability, and the habits of board conduct. Its purpose is to help boards move from activity and intention to coherent oversight in service of students. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, student outcomes is the governing purpose of the board. The central idea of Great on Their Behalf is that school boards exist to improve what students know and are able to do. Krabill treats this as more than a statement of values. He argues that it should become the organizing test for board agendas, decisions, evaluations, and public conversations. In many districts, board time is consumed by adult inputs, such as staffing disputes, facilities, programs, contracts, political pressures, or symbolic controversies. These matters may be necessary, but they can displace the reason the school system exists. Krabill pushes boards to distinguish between means and ends. Buildings, budgets, curricula, and personnel are not the final purpose. They are tools that should be judged by their contribution to student learning. This reframing matters because school boards are often structurally removed from classrooms. Their influence is indirect, so their most important task is to define the outcomes that guide the system. By making student outcomes the North Star, the board reduces ambiguity, prevents agenda drift, and creates a standard for deciding which issues deserve its scarce attention. Secondly, adult behavior change as the route to student improvement. Krabill is closely associated with the principle that student outcomes do not change until adult behaviors change. In the book, this idea functions as a practical corrective to a common governance error, expecting better results from students without changing the actions of the adults who control policy, resources, expectations, and oversight. For school boards, adult behavior change starts with the board itself. Members must examine how they spend meeting time, how they interact with the superintendent, how they respond to public pressure, and whether their decisions consistently reflect adopted goals. The argument is important because it avoids blaming students or communities for systemic underperformance. It also prevents boards from confusing aspiration with action. A district can announce ambitious goals, but if the board continues to reward compliance, tolerate vague reporting, or focus on operational detail at the expense of learning evidence, the system receives mixed signals. Krabill presents governance improvement as a discipline of repeated adult choices. Effective boards, therefore, model the change they expect from the district: clarity, self-monitoring, and a willingness to alter habits that are comfortable but unproductive. Thirdly, clear, measurable goals replace vague educational goodwill. A major practical emphasis of the book is the need for boards to adopt clear goals describing what students should know and be able to do. Krabill stresses outcomes such as literacy, numeracy, and college or career readiness because these areas can be connected to observable evidence. This focus challenges the tendency of boards to rely on broad promises such as excellence, equity, opportunity, or whole child development without specifying how progress will be known. Vague commitments are politically easy because almost everyone can endorse them, but they are weak tools for governance. Measurable goals force trade-offs, create a basis for monitoring, and allow the superintendent and staff to understand what the board values most. Krabill does not present measurement as a substitute for professional judgment. Rather, he treats it as a way to make governance honest. If a district claims to prioritize reading, for example, the board must ask whether the adopted goals, reports, resource decisions, and accountability conversations actually center reading progress. The value of measurable goals is that they move board work from intention to evidence. Fourthly, community engagement beyond the formal board meeting. Great on Their Behalf gives significant attention to community engagement, but it does not reduce engagement to the public comment period at board meetings. Krabill emphasizes listening sessions and outreach that occur outside the normal meeting format, especially in places where families and community members may be more likely to speak candidly. This distinction matters because formal board meetings often privilege the most organized, confident, or politically motivated voices. They can also become performative settings where board members react to pressure rather than learn from the broader community. Cribilframe's engagement as a governance responsibility board must understand what the community wants students to know and be able to do. And they must hear from people who are affected by schools but not always present in official settings. At the same time, engagement is not the same as surrendering priorities to whoever speaks loudest. The board must listen deeply, interpret community values, and then translate them into student outcome goals. This approach attempts to balance democratic responsiveness with disciplined governance, preventing both isolation from the public and reactive decision-making. Lastly, governance discipline in politically and emotionally difficult decisions. Cribil recognizes that school board work is difficult, partly because many decisions affect adults immediately while benefits for students may be longer term or less visible. Issues such as school closures, staffing changes, resource allocation, and program priorities can involve jobs, neighborhoods, tradition, and political identity. The book argues that boards fail when they allow these pressures to override the interests of students. This does not mean ignoring adult concerns. It means refusing to let adult comfort become the default measure of success. Governance discipline requires the board to ask whether a decision improves conditions for student learning, even when the answer is unpopular. This is one of the book's more demanding implications because it places moral and practical weight on board members who are elected or otherwise accountable to the public. Cribil's framework helps by giving boards a shared standard before conflict arises, when goals are clear and monitoring is routine. Hard decisions can be discussed in relation to adopted student outcomes rather than personal preference, political convenience, or crisis emotion. In conclusion, Grade on Their Behalf is most useful for current and prospective school board members, superintendents who work with boards, district governance coaches, education policy professionals, and community advocates who want a clearer understanding of what school boards can and cannot do. Its practical benefit is that it translates a broad public concern, improving schools, into the specific conduct of governance, setting outcome goals, monitoring progress, engaging the community, and changing adult behavior. Readers looking for classroom pedagogy, curriculum design, or a general history of education reform will find the book narrower than those genres. That narrowness is also its strength. Many education books discuss policy ideals or leadership inspiration, while Cribil concentrates on the boardroom practices that shape system direction. The book stands out because it treats school board effectiveness as a learnable discipline rather than a matter of good intentions or electoral legitimacy alone. It also distinguishes student outcomes from adult inputs with unusual consistency, giving readers a practical filter for evaluating agendas and decisions. For boards facing public conflict or low academic performance, the book offers a structured way to regain focus without pretending that governance is easy. Its value lies in making board responsibility concrete, measurable, and centered on students. If you would like to support AJ Cribil, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.